years. More information is available at 365-8000 or on their website, hendrickhouse.com.
Sunny, hot, and humid is the forecast for today. Then, a chance of rain and cooler temperatures. Meteorologist Ed Kieser will be along with details in 5 minutes. Following this hour's report of AM 580 News, here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. More than 100 church buses carrying students are set to roll out of Chicago's South Side early this morning, but they won't be heading to any of the city's public schools. Instead, the buses will take students to the city's wealthiest suburbs, where they'll attempt to register at the affluent New Trier High School and Sunset Ridge Elementary School. State Senator James Meeks, a pastor who has organized the boycott, says he expects the students to be turned away because they aren't suburban residents. He says the boycott is intended to draw attention to funding disparities in Illinois public schools. Boycott organizers say they plan to set up impromptu classrooms led by retired teachers and the lobbies of area businesses after the first day of protests. Republicans yesterday adopted a new platform, but some GOP teachers say they're not pleased with the party's priorities for education. From the Republican National Convention in Minneapolis, Amanda Vinicky reports.
The platform supports school vouchers and merit pay for teachers. Jerome Hoynes is against both.
If you choose to send your son or daughter to an independent or a religious school, that's your right, but you should pay for that or earn scholarship or win scholarships to go. And so when they start supporting these schemes, it's just disappointing because to set up new bureaucracies, to shift limited funds, to me, it's really anti-conservative.
Hoynes is a social studies teacher at Glenbrook North High School in suburban Chicago. Hoynes says he's disappointed about what's not in the National Party's platform as well, namely alternatives to standardized testing and commitment to smaller class size. The state GOP platform does not take a stance on vouchers or merit pay. From the Republican National Convention in Minneapolis, I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Kids may be worried about homework, teachers, and that pesky bully this school year, but parents, they're leery about lunches. With food prices rising and packages shrinking, parents are wondering how they'll stretch their food budgets. The cost for key ingredients like corn, wheat, soybeans, and other items are high and eating into food companies' profits. So big names like Northfield, Illinois-based Kraft Foods and Downers Grove, Illinois-based Sarah Lee are passing along price increases as they try to keep making money. They're also shrinking products to lower their costs. Kraft is reducing the number and, in some cases, the size of items in its Deli Selects cheese line. Sarah Lee has reduced the size of some of its Hillshire Farm deli meat packages from 10 ounces to 9 ounces. Bloomington police are investigating the death of a man found dead along a recreational trail. Police say the man was found dead yesterday. He was face up along the Constitution Trail, a 24-mile stretch of recreational paths. His name has not yet been released. McLean County Coroner Beth Kimmerling says there don't appear to be any signs of foul play. State Farm Insurance has deployed hundreds of claims adjusters to the Gulf Coast who will be available to assist customers after Hurricane Gustav moves through the region. The Bloomington-based insurer said yesterday that employees were moving to staging areas outside of the Gulf Coast, prepared to respond after the storm passes. The company has issued laptop computers with wireless internet and GPS devices to its workers to expedite claims filing. State Farm also has sent 12 mobile offices to the region and has 33 satellites available to connect with the company's home office. State Farm, along with other insurers, faced lawsuits in Louisiana and Mississippi after Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. The lawsuits accused the companies of fixing prices, manipulating damage estimates, and lowballing claims payments. Chicago's famous lakefront fountain is set to undergo a $25 million overhaul. Renovations on Buckingham Fountain starts today when the landmark will close for the season. The Chicago Park District plans to repair plumbing and put together a new water tower, a new water and lighting show for the 81-year-old fountain. City officials say the goal is to have the project done by April 1st when members of the International Olympic Committee visit Chicago. Chicago was one of four cities bidding for the 2016 Summer Games. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Arthur, Mahomet, and Villa Grove. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's coming up on 6:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, I see rain in the forecast and cooler temperatures after one more hot, sticky day.
Well, it's September. It's supposed to get cooler. And in fact, we're going to start to see some cooler days on a more frequent basis. Our average high, by the way, is 82 and low 60. That's the way it is for the first 3 days of September. By the end of the month, our average high is 73 and low 49. So it's a month where this is a month where we start to drop. August, the average high was 83 or 84 every day during the month of August. But now it's 82 and it goes down to 73 by the end of this month. But the rain in part will be due to Gustav.
Oh, okay.
The main remnants of Gustav are going to sit around to our southwest and south, but some precipitation and moisture will stream northeastward along a front out of Gustav into our area. So I am pretty confident that we're going to get some rain. In fact, some areas in the two states could get locally heavy rainfall once we get into Thursday and early Friday. So we'll have to wait and see.